holy.
Be Holy is a broadcast ministry of believers dedicated to saving the souls of all men and women.
We teach the words of God that people all over the world may hear the voice of God and obey Him.
God doesn't want to show us His wrath or His anger. He just wants us to repent and be holy.
And after one repents, he or she can be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, but certainly not before they repent. Listen, we really can't even discuss prayer until one repents. Yes, hell is making its way towards the unrepentant heart, but it is Be Holy's commandment and mission to warn everybody, not to control, to warn.
The Word of God is spirit and it's life. That's why we take the Word of God seriously. We're not using shameful deeds and underhanded methods. We're not trying to trick anyone or change the Word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all those who are honest and live by truth, they know the truth, they realize that we are telling the truth.
Listen, friend, we've been preaching and teaching for over 20 plus years, and the Lord Jesus is satisfied with our efforts, and we want to keep it that way.
Next on Be Holy.
What does God's truth actually say?
Be holy.
All right. Listen, we want to welcome everybody back to Be Holy. We're glad that you're with us on today. And why am I singing? I do not know, but I feel good. Do you feel good? And today is what a wonderful, splendid day. Still great, great, great day. Regardless of what you're going through, no matter what anybody says about you, today is still a great day. Regardless of where you've been, today is still a great day. Regardless of what you think you don't have, today is still a great day. You could be living outside, you could be homeless, but today is what? Still a great day, because God allowed you one more day to get it right with Him. One more day, He's allowed it. That was today. Oh man, it's raining up here again. Raining again, thunder and lightning everywhere. But listen, it's still a wonderful day. It's still a wonderful day. Wonderful day. How are you doing? How's your family doing? That's the concern. I'm asking you how you're doing and how your family's doing. Are they feeling all right? How's your community? Are you making your community better? Are you making your family better? Huh? You know, listen. Listen, you've been in sin long enough. You've been doing wrong long enough. I've been doing wrong. It's time to come on back to the Lord. It's time to come on back. It's time to change. It's time to change. You've been out there doing your devilment long enough. It is time to change. Come on over. It's time to change. You know where the change starts? Do you know where the change starts? The change starts in the mirror with you. Yeah. Starts with you. That change that we're talking about. You can make that change today. You don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can change today. It starts with you. Your community, you want it to change? Let it start with you. Mm-hmm. You want your job to change? You let it start with you changing and then watch your job change. You want to change your coworkers? Make a change yourself. All the change starts with you. Starts with you. So, get to changing. Get to changing. You want to change to where you live? Change you. A lot of y'all want to change your husbands. Mm-hmm. Change you. You change first. Yeah. You want to change your wife? You change. You want to change your children? You change. You want to change your church? You change. Mm-hmm. How about your neighborhood? You change and then watch everybody fall in. Well, not everybody, but a lot of people see the change and begin to change. You get a few other people to change with you. So you changed and a few other people changed. And now look at the community. Look at your household, because simply you started the change. Yeah, it starts with you. I think the artist had it right. The man in the mirror. You know it. The man in the mirror. It changed. Yeah, if you're going to change it, that man in the mirror got to change. You're the only one who, listen, you can't see yourself. You see everybody but yourself. You get that? Even when you're looking in the mirror, you're still not seeing yourself, because all you're doing is looking at what? A mirror, and you see an image of what you might look like. You don't even really know if that's what you look like. You can't see all of you in a mirror. But you can see everybody else in 3D. You see everybody else. You see what they look like, how they walk, everything. And you can make comments and tell them what they need to do and how they need to change this and how they need to change that. But really, the change starts with us. We have to start changing. That's what we have to do. We have to start changing. Now, we are going to talk about this today. Talking about God's truth and what is God's truth and what does God's truth talk about? You know, now the Bible makes reference of God's truth, right? But God's truth is spirit. The words that God speaks are spirit, not ink and paper. It's spirit. Now, somebody heard the spirit speaking and wrote them down. But the Bible is not the same as God's word as spirit. You understand? Because God is God, right? And his word is God, right? So if his word is him, the Bible can't be God, because the Bible was made by men. The Bible was written by other men. You kind of get what I'm saying? Not that they made it up or nothing like that. I'm saying they actually took the pen, the paper, the ink, and wrote it, printed it, copied it, leather bound it, put the binding on it, sold it to us in the store, sent it to us, and now we're reading it. But God, he can be from heaven. He can be in heaven and anywhere else. Send his word, and his word will come to you beyond all the ink and the paper. And it will say this thing here. Watch this. It says this. Verse number 19. 2 Timothy chapter 2. I don't know why I'm sniffing. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Verse number 19. But God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with this inscription. So it's a foundation. It's the bottom of everything. God's truth is the bottom of everything. And this is what it says. The Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Somebody say evil. So you want to know what God's word is? God's word, I'm not talking about the Bible, but God's word, the spirit that he speaks, is the foundation of everything. Let there be light. Let there be this. Let there be that. He said these things and these things happened. So his word is the foundation of everything. And it is written like this. This is the inscription on God's word. The Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. So there's two things about the word of God. The Lord knows those who are his, and those who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. So when you want to know what the truth is, what does God say about it? What does God say about it? He says he knows all that are his, and all those that belong to him must turn away from evil. That's the truth of everything. That is the foundation of God's truth. It is like a foundation to everything. See, you got to abide by that thing. The Lord knows who are his, and all who belong to him must turn away from evil. Is that what you say in your heart? Do you think that God knows all who are his? Do you know that? And then do you answer with, and everybody who is his must turn away from evil? So when you're thinking that, yes, I belong to the Lord, okay, that's fine. Now, the second part of that, all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Because you know that the Lord knows who is his. He knows all his children. He knows us all. He knows us. And so all of God's children, those who belong to the Lord, must turn away from evil. Is that what you rehearse in your mind? No preacher has to tell you that. That's God's truth. That comes directly from God. All who belong to the Lord. He knows, the Lord knows all who belong to him, and those who belong to him must turn away from evil. Is that what you think, or is that something that you detest? If that's something, that you detest, then you need to have another talk with the Lord. Because that's what all his truth is. His truth talks about God knows who are his. And then all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. Verse 20. In a wealthy home, some utensils are made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. That's in the wealthy home. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are used for everyday use. The expensive ones are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are for everyday use. 21. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use for every good work. Verse 22, run away from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Run away. Stay away from certain social media sites. Run away from anything that stimulates youthful lust. Youthful lust. That's that unlearned lust. You're thinking one thing, but really it's nothing else. Like I always tell single people, like the young people, they'll talk about they're wanting to experience sex or something like that, right? But you really don't know as a young person what sex is until you're actually married and you're older, because you get to learn a person. And when you learn that person, they learn you. And the sex becomes way better because you're married to them, and then they know you, you know them, right? But in the youthful side of it, you're going, oh, that looks good. This looks good. I want to try this. I want to try that. And that's a youthful lust that doesn't really mean anything. That's no good. And so if you're walking around, or if I'm walking around thinking about youthful lust, we need to run away from whatever that thing is that's causing us to think that. You know, it's not always sex. It could be something else. It could be drugs. It could be just people, just wanting to do things or wanting to do certain things that are not godly. Youthful lusts. Run away from anything that stimulates that. So the internet needs to be shut off on some of us. Instead, pursue righteous living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with a pure heart. Enjoy that. You need to be around other people who believe. Other people who are trying to live right, just like you're trying to live right. And we will be better workers.
Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler. Our Be Holy podcast is at Podbean, or contact us at beholy116@gmail.com or 614-268-7757. Thanks for listening to Be Holy with your host, Leonardo Butler.
And for your convenience, you can now text the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. Again, the word GIFT to 614-363-6133. And we thank you for your support.
Be Holy.